Now the mighty cosmic presence, beloved God Tabor, as he speaks to us, we ask our beloved I Am presence to bless him, to pour forth to him everything our life streams can give, to cooperate in every way with that which he does for the protection of our nation and the raising of life everywhere, out of the shadows and into the light and love and eternal perfection of his own heart's flame. And again tonight we send our love to the mighty Surya and the great beings who draw that flame to the earth. We ask again to come into us and see that we abide in the heart realm of their own hearts, sacred fire love, and to close out everything else wherever we abide. Prepare us to receive everything the blessed God Tabor wants to do through us for America and through America for the world. Beloved ones of my heart, tonight I want to bring an explanation to you in the use of some of the powers of life that I trust will make you very happy, give you greater freedom, and help you to understand more completely how we assist life and how you may assist life to be free. You have heard the mighty Saint Germain, through the beloved Godfrey's experiences, describe projected vision and the other faculties of the outer self so that they act in a wider capacity than ordinary. Let us start with something tonight that I'm quite sure you'll understand very easily, and I'm sure it will enable you to feel greater closeness with us whenever you wish to have our power drawn into outer conditions to assist you. Ordinarily, you only hear within your own aura. Your hearing, as a rule, does not act anywhere outside of your own atmosphere except by conscious command and projection by the higher mental body to expand your faculty of hearing to a wider radius than you ordinarily use it. Your sight acts the same way. But my dear ones, when it comes to the use of the faculties of your life, try to realize they are limitless. And therefore, when you want to see, for instance, at a great distance, instead of trying to feel that you can't see, and that it's impossible in the physical body to see at a distance, I want you to try this, because I think you'll have a great deal of joy out of it. Whenever you want to see at a distance, feel a violet beam, as it were, of the violet flame love and light, the love from your heart and the higher mental body send forth as a violet flame tunnel, as it were, of the light of its own heart's flame to wherever you want the sight to function. This can be a very great benefit to you if you learn to cultivate the faculty and use it in the fulfillment of the divine plan. Many people think, well, it isn't necessary for me to look at the distance. How do you know it isn't? I'm not bringing this to your attention tonight for any useless purpose, I can assure you that. But I warn you, don't try to look at a distance or try to look in the direction of destructive forces to see what they're doing, unless you care to get caught in what they are doing. If you want to get caught in them, well, that's your privilege. But we're trying to bring this to your knowledge, to your acceptance, so you can have greater protection. But whatever you do through the tunnel of violet flame or violet light from the heart of the higher mental body and the violet flame love from your own heart into that to send forth the blessing of your own life stream to those at a distance whom you wish to help or you wish to protect, many times you can be permitted to see what is going on at a distance and then make your calls for the correction of what is taking place or for the protection and victory and strength and assistance to the individuals whom you wish to help. This is a very great benefit to the children, to the young people who are caught sometimes in outer world conditions that are destructive. But you can always send forth the violet flame love through a tunnel of violet flame to anyone who needs assistance, with the command that the cosmic law's action of the violet consuming flame carries to the individual the purifying love that stands the guard, gives the protection, and through the magnetic power of that love helps to draw the individual out of destructive conditions. No one knows, except from the Ascended Master's standpoint, what power just one flash of the violet consuming flame's love from an individual who has a desire to help someone near and dear that may be in distress and need that help. No one can tell what just one wave of that violet flame love would do to strengthen the individual, either for protection or illumination, to heal, to purify, and to help the individual to be strong enough to hold that which is constructive. Now, this is what takes place. Many times you make the call for assistance to individuals, and from the outer appearance world, it doesn't look like it was accepted. You're not certain whether the help came or not. Do not let that doubt come in for this reason. Anytime you send forth a constructive thought and feeling demand for help to purify and help some other part of life, your higher mental body sends that there when you make the call. Now, the individual may be in such turmoil that he or she doesn't let that help in immediately. But that flame of love stands there till the individual is harmonized enough, the turmoil quiets, and in a moment of stillness, that flame of love can come in and anchor into the outer self the purifying perfection that helps the individual to be free. So you never can tell how far-reaching may be the blessings when you send forth the violet flame love from your own heart and the violet flames almighty love and perfection from the higher mental body. Many times when we send forth a flame of love to an individual, sometimes the turmoil is so great that it anchors in and around the individual, but the outer self of that one is not aware that it stands there to give help. But that has nothing to do with the action of the law. When we have given that flame of the sacred fire of our purifying love to any part of life, that's going to act that way. And I want you to be sure of that tonight. So you know every call you've sent forth produces there the fulfillment of your call, and will stay there till the individual lets it in. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. That is why the statement has been made, no earnest effort is ever lost. To the appearance world, it might seem so at the moment, but nobody can tell what the ultimate effect of any decree sent forth so long as you are using the sacred fire, the cosmic light, the miracle love of eternity, and the honor flame of your own beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. Now, various ones of the Ascended Host have offered you the use of their Ascended Master Consciousness. Well, our Ascended Master Consciousness is our life. Our life is our energy. Our life is the sacred fire love of our existence, our consciousness. And if you should ever care to call forth the cosmic momentum of our power in the use of the sacred fire, your own experiences will bring you such joy in the release of the feeling within and around you of the power that does accomplish anything constructive for which you call. Now, when I said that you only hear within your own atmosphere, because that is the natural protecting radiation that is established by the law of life. If you want to hear outside of your own world, so to speak, your own atmosphere, your attention to your beloved I Am Presence and any Ascended Master makes a pathway of light through your atmosphere to connect with the being upon whom your attention rests. And on that pathway of light, if there comes forth from you a desire for that which is constructive, the greater manifestations of the perfection of the universe, your love goes there, your desire goes there to understand what is there, then the being or the condition to which you turn your attention can draw back and send back on the energy of your own life, which forms that pathway of light, there can come back to you that which is at a distance, and you can be caused to hear at a distance whatever is going on there. Now, don't have the desire to just drive in here and there and find out what somebody's doing. There is nothing more dangerous to open you to the psychic forces than that desire. If you desire to connect with the Ascended Masters and the angelic host to the greater perfection of life, that it may flood back into you, then your love and your command for purity in the outer self would automatically allow that help to come back to you. But the motive for which you call is the judge of the act, and would determine to what you open yourselves in the receiving of what comes back to you. So when you want to know more about the Ascended Master's octave, about the temples of the sacred fire or the cosmic light or music or healing or any of the great activities of life's greater perfection, life contains within it the eternal divine way for the lesser life to reach up to the greater life, to receive instruction and perfection of what is there, bring it back into the outer self for use here to produce perfection only, not to feed the egotism of the outer self and make it think it knows more than somebody else. It doesn't do that. I'm telling you the danger of trying to force your way into conditions and draw back. Perhaps they would be the greater powers of life. But if your motive is wrong to begin with, all drawing them back feeds the ego of the outer self, there's only distress can follow. The only safeguard to the use of any power of life anywhere is to continually qualify everything. Your own beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Masters, immortal, invincible, immortal purity. Then, the motive, if it be constructive, would open the way. If it be not constructive, the higher mental body would block it, and you wouldn't accomplish it. So you have a safeguard. We would like you to receive some of the greater help we can give from the temples of the sacred fire that are pouring their cosmic power and assistance to this system of worlds. We would like you to become aware of those temples, receive what is there, that the greater activity of the sacred fire would strengthen the outer self of each of you to hold greater protection and give you greater power to do greater things. But examine your motive. And when you want more help from, for instance, the Temple of Eternal Purity, well then, the moment you ask for that, you set the cosmic law into action by which the higher mental body opens the way and can draw back into the outer self the greater purity for which you call. But with whatever call goes for should always be accompanied by the demand for immortal purity and immortal protection. then you may have the illumination, you may have the use of greater powers to fulfill the divine plan and give you greater freedom here without contacting the danger that would you would connect with if your motive is wrong, or if after the blessing is given, the outer self chooses to misuse it. So unless you maintain those two things, demand, no matter what you do, your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Masters, invincible, eternal, sacred fire purity and sacred fire protection to everything in your life streams, to every manifestation you call forth, to every decree you give, to anything and everything that you ask to come into existence, then there cannot be a misuse of it. And then, from time to time, if you, instead of asking for the powers of these greater manifestations, you always ask your beloved I Am Presence and the great beings or the temples of the sacred fire from which you wish help, if you will always remember to say to your beloved I Am Presence and to the great ones who govern the sacred fire, pour into me what you know I need now to make me the victory and master over all that is of human creation. And then fill me with what you know I'm going to need in the future to do that which you know I must do. And learn that making this call to your beloved I Am Presence and higher mental body and any assisting master, and then leave that with us. And when you ask for your beloved I Am Presence to give you what it knows you need the most, you will at all times be guarded. When you call to any being that directs the sacred fire to the earth to pour you the blessing of his love, any being would do that. Anyone in the Ascended Masters, Octave, or the cosmic beings will never refuse any request for the sacred fire love from our realm of service to life to come back into you. But when you ask for that greater power of life to come in and around you, be sure you always command that it makes the outer self whatever the higher mental body wants it to be at that time, that keeps it invincible against all discord. Then no subtle suggestion of the psychic forces can rush in and touch your feeling. And this is the part I'm coming to that is so vitally important. To guard the energy of your feeling against anything that is not the immortal purity of your mighty I Am Presence, I'm the Ascended Host, guarded against everything that is not the Ascended Masters and Cosmic Beings, Sacred Fire, Purity of Eternity. When you set up the protection of your feeling world, all the energy of your life that is in your feeling, each day you receive more. And it is necessary, vitally necessary, for your protection, that you demand your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host blaze in and around all the energy of your feeling, your life's feeling, demand and demand and demand, and command it often, be so filled with and sealed within the ascended master's immortal purity, the ascended master's command that keeps it eternally untouched by anything wrong, then the power accumulates within you to do greater and greater service to life, have more magnificent experiences, give you greater freedom to accomplish more, and everything you do would be harmonious. And then, as you demand its invincible protection, you would find your own world being filled with the greater manifestations from our octave. If this is getting too deep for you, well, let me know. Thank you so much. Now, there must come greater perfection into this world. The greater perfection abides in our octave. And the greater perfection is always produced by the sacred fire and the cosmic light. And so, if you want to see sometimes into the ascended master's octave, and behold, sometimes maybe it's only a few seconds that you get the glimpse of what the magnificent temples of the sacred fire, of the cosmic light, what they do for life, what the power is that pours forth through them, what their service is. You may understand more of these greater manifestations in the universe. There's no law against it, provided the motive for which you want that is to keep the purity and the humility in the outer self that may understand the greater powers of life and use them for the blessing of other individuals without ever being caught in the human feeding of individuals of the outer world, that you have more knowledge or more power than the rest of mankind. Because this is what I wish to hold clearly before you. Everything you've done in the past that was constructive, worth doing, is stored in the causal body. Everything good that you've ever done is stored in the causal body. Everything that is not so good is your problem or your struggle or your limitations of the outer physical self. So when the physical self gets ready and decides to be purified, decides to be better, then this power of the sacred fire can come to your assistance from the greater powers of the ascended master's octave. So when the music that exists in the ascended master's octave is sometimes drawn into the atmosphere of earth for healing, for purification, for harmonizing, that music can be so charged with our powers of the sacred fire that when an unascended being attuned to hearing that or desiring to draw it into the physical octave to heal and bless and help others, that music can be drawn through the ray of light or the tunnel of the violet flame, and as it is released, in through the outer self of an individual, it can draw back here the power from our octave and can set that into action to bless those that are embodied here or fulfill the divine plan of the creation of greater perfection in outer world activities. These are the great blessings that can come from the Ascended Master's octave into the outer use of mankind, harmoniously, safely, naturally, victoriously. Now we have much of this blessing to give to the people of this world. If they'll only take their attention off of the human creation in the outer world and quiet the outer self, purify the outer self, and then let us have a channel, an opening, a light ray on which we can send back these greater blessings in your use of them for the blessing of the rest of life. Now, the Master Jesus gave you the use of the statement, I am the resurrection and the life. Well, when you understand that every day when you awaken in the morning after a night's rest, you do have more life to use than you did when you went to sleep. More energy has been poured into the outer self through rest. Well, when that energy is given you, the first thing you should do is to call for its eternal protection, its eternal purity, and its ascended master use in your outer world affairs. And that fulfills the divine plan. If people would only guard the blessings that life gives so constantly into the use of the outer self, the problems would not accumulate. And I'm bringing this to your attention tonight because we have created such magnificent, beautiful things ready to be released into mankind's outer use when purification takes place. But they can never be brought into mankind's outer use till purification is established here first. And so, if some of you wish to become aware of that greater perfection, the greater purity from our octave, we can pour our love and blessings and that into your outer use, but it cannot go forth in its service to the mass of the people until purification takes place in the people first. And so the most necessary thing that this world requires and all life upon it is a continual demand for the sacred fire's purity to come into the energy of the people's feeling. And when you get the feeling purified, the mind will automatically clear, and the confusion and the misconcepts of the intellect will have been consumed, because when the feeling is purified, the sacred fire automatically can blaze through the intellect and clear the human concepts of the outer mind. So when you wish to fill your beings and worlds with the immortal purity of the sacred fire, and you forbid anything but our eternal purity to remain in your feeling or in your life or in your energy or your world of affairs, if you will forbid anything in your beings and worlds that is not the Ascended Master's eternal purity, then when we see you take that command, when we see you maintain it, When we see that you have decided on that, then it's a very easy matter to purify your world and let you begin to experiment with the use of some of our powers that I assure you are only a joy to use and can only bring their greater blessings to life wherever they are used. We have this magnificent perfection in our world. For instance, if we should lower one of our temples of the sacred fire into the physical octave of Earth, its radiation could purify everything with music, with the sacred fire, with the radiation of its light. But mankind must awaken and must want that purity. Mankind must desire the qualities that enable us to bring these greater activities of life's perfection into this world, provided purity is to be maintained. So, blessed ones, if you understand what I mean tonight when I said you do not hear outside of your own aura, it is within your own atmosphere that your own confusion stays unless you use the violet consuming flame to consume it. And discord remains in the feeling unless you use the violet consuming flame to consume the discord. So each one should feel the responsibility on awakening in the morning to seize all the energy, guard all the energy that the higher mental body has poured into the outer self during sleep. And if you would guard that and value it as you value the greatest wealth or jewels or anything in this world that you call physical possessions, if you would guard the energy of your feeling world and hold it invincibly purified and command it to be kept disconnected from all wrong, your powerhouse would increase tremendously, and then your ability to create anything constructive that you want in your outer world affairs for service, your ability would expand, well, just in an amazing way. And we could show you many ways to do things that are harmonious and efficient and easy of use. It would give you greater blessings. We could show you the harmonious way to create and do anything, but you must have established the habit of knowing your responsibility of keeping purified and protected everything the presence has given you at night while the body sleeps. And anybody who will awaken to this can have all the blessings from our octave they want, and we're waiting to give them. Thank you so much, precious ones. And now, when we give these various dictations, the heart flame of the dictating master is always projected down to enfold the messenger and yourselves and those under this radiation to whom we are pouring the help. If during that time you feel our presence, you feel more harmonious, you feel like you too can accomplish anything that we're speaking of. If you want that to become the eternal part of your life streams. Seize it when we enfold you in our peace and love. And ask your beloved I Am Presence and us to make it an eternal part of you. Then you will understand how your world and our world can become one world, and then our manifestations can come into this octave to improve conditions here. But so often, we pour our feeling, our love, and our substance, and our energy, and you feel like you can move mountains while you're here in the midst of the dictation. And then you go out and that feeling isn't with you. Sometimes you gain it again when you listen to the records. But the thing to do is to be aware when the greater blessings are flowing from the Ascended Master's octave into this room or into you, when we are pouring the help from our octave, be aware of the necessity of the demand of the cosmic law to make a call to your presence, your higher mental body, and to us to anchor this feeling of mastery right now into you as an eternal part of your life streams. And then it will act so much quicker, and your struggle will be through. Because we don't struggle, we're master. Now, if you want that feeling of mastery, when we charge it in you and you begin to feel you can accomplish something, seize it and demand and become an eternal part of your life stream. Then, every time we come, that is the new life that can raise you higher and higher and higher. And that's what the Master Jesus meant when he said to use that statement, I am the resurrection and the life. In other words, he was the awakening that raised that life into the greater use and perfection and creation of the Ascended Master's octave. So, beloved ones, the great cosmic law of life is constantly trying to help everybody use greater and greater powers of life to produce more magnificent manifestation that brings only happiness and harmony and greater ability to every part of life. And you are no exception. If you want our octave of life, our powers of life, our victory and our mastery of life, our sacred fire of our octave to enfold you, ask it to come into you, and then ask your beloved I Am Presence and us to hold it in you and make it an eternal part of you. And then our qualities can come into you and raise you out of the struggle that heretofore has produced your limitations and has kept you tied to the activities of the outer world, when our love and sacred fire can raise you into the freedom to go forward in any constructive activity and do as we do even long before your ascension. And it is this greater freedom that I come to bring tonight, because from the mountain ranges of the world we can draw such blessings of health and strength and purity and powers you dream not of, that you may have in your outer use as you guard every morning when you awaken the new life that has come into the body during sleep. So when you awaken in the morning and you say, I am the resurrection and the life of the Ascended Master's octave that I wish to produce perfection here, and I demand everything, all the energy of my life be invincibly pure and kept eternally untouched by the discord of this world. You issue the command, we'll send the sacred fire of our love, and we'll see whether your problems let go and your struggle disappears and you awaken to the use of the greater life that is so ready to set you free. Thank you so much. Now, one more thing. When you want freedom from distress, try to remember there are many beings in the world and in the universe who want that same freedom for you. That is the thing people forget. When you want freedom from distress, remember your higher mental body wants your freedom, doesn't want you to be in distress. We don't want you in distress. The cosmic beings don't want you in distress. The cosmic law of the universe contains no distress. So when you want to be free, remember other parts of life want you to be free also. And we provide the sacred fire of love by which that freedom can come into you. You can hold it within and around yourselves and ask it be made eternal in your world, and freedom is yours by that command. Thank you with all my heart. And you, beloved God Tabor, thank you with all our heart's love for all eternity, and make us the resurrection and the life of all the perfection we had with thee in the great central sun before the world was. Make us an eternal part of your own heart's flame. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such a set of master perfection from the mountain ranges of the world, and such sacred fire of purifying love, of invincible, eternal freedom from all human creation, that wherever we abide, it automatically comes forth to bless all for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know we're going to require to make us invincible against all that is not the eternal purity and victory and perfection of your own heart for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, blessed God Tabor and all the gods of the mountains. We ask you tonight to fill us with, enfold us in, and make us the victory of your own heart's flame. And wherever we abide, let your world of invincible, eternal, all-purifying perfection come forth and hold command wherever we exist, and bless life for eternity. We thank thee. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, recall as never before for your visible, tangible presence to enfold us. Clothe us in the victory of your own heart's flame and make our world your world, of your heart's perfection to life for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Our beloved, my friend, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, now and the great divine director,
always and the masters, the angelic hosts, about me, the course of the elements. Our beloved Mama,
our beloved John Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved events of godly glorious appearance and accounts,
all of the true leaders of my students throughout the world,
and our own beloved United States of America,
and the three Americas too,
all like your precious ones, we add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and blessed God Tabor and all the gods of the mountains and the angelic host, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the victory of their own hearts flame to life. Blaze it into and around those under this radiation. Make it one with our life streams and make us the victory of their almighty sacred fire, mastery in all things, invincible against all wrong for eternity, and let us blaze their freedom to life wherever we abide. And to all gone the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to send forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And now to the gods of the mountains do we call, to take those under this radiation into their world of their own heart flames, sacred fire of purifying love, and make us the same great victory over all in this world to which they have attained. We thank them.